Mama girl, have you ever felt like there's just a secret that you don't know about when it comes to booking flights that are not an arm and a leg for your family vacations? Listen, there is. And we're going to talk about it today on Prep and Land. So go ahead and grab your water, grab your coffee, grab your chips, grab your tea, grab whatever you are snacking on, drinking on, and come on in here and let's have a good conversation. Yes, mama girl, you heard me correctly. Today we are giving a cheat code to making sure we are getting the best flight deals whenever we are flying on our family vacation. So go ahead and grab your pen, grab your paper. If you do not know who I am, my name is Jamie and I am an independent IntelliTravel travel agent. And this is my channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things travel from prep to land. So mama girl, let's go ahead and dive into the meat and potatoes of this conversation. Let's not play any games today. You ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Okay, mama girl. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. A general tip to start off, I want you to know that to find the sweet spot when it comes to booking flights is where you're going and when you're going, okay? When you're scheduling this flight, where you're going, okay? Because peak season in any location is going to be higher prices when it comes to flights. Off season, not so much, okay? Depending on how far in advance you are doing it matters. Depending on how close you are doing it matters. Depending on all these things matters. And we're going to talk about it. So remember, when you're booking and where you're booking matters, okay? Okay, second thing, be flexible. I'm going to say that again, be flexible. If you're the mama girl that's saying, you know what, I want to have a family vacation, but I don't necessarily know where I want to go, before you pick your destination, pick your flight. You can find so many deals on flights by just looking to see when you want to go and looking to see what flights are offered and where they are going. And then from there, setting up your itinerary to where you are able to have a good time wherever that flight is taking you, okay? So pick your flight first. Your flight will tell you what destination you are going to, and from there, you'll be able to pick the activities that you want to have for you and your family to enjoy while you are at that destination. So just to recap, we care about when we are booking the flight and where the flight is going. We also care about making sure that we are being flexible when booking these flights. And if we don't necessarily know where we want to go, pick the flight first. Then plan your itinerary based off the destination that the flight is telling you you're going, okay? Another tip that I have for you that I think is an amazing tip for you to keep in your mind is booking your flight during an off-peak day. That's a tongue twister. But yes, booking your flight during an off-peak day. What is a peak day, Jamie? What is a peak day? I will tell you. A peak day is a day where everybody's pretty much booking flights, where the majority of people are booking the flights. Off-peak days are usually Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Why? Because that is when the airlines are usually dropping their deals, their discounts on different flights and stuff. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is usually off-peak days, and you are able to book your flights for better rates on those days versus Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because during the weekend, people are thinking about trips, and when they're thinking about trips, they go ahead and book their flights or whatever. So don't do it during the weekend when everybody else is doing it. Honey, do it during the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, okay? Okay. Also, use tools like Skyscanner and Kayak and Priceline. Use their airline tools to be able to find deals on flights, okay? Also, mama girl, we live in a generation where everything is readily accessible. You can find deals on flights by using tools like Skyscanner, Scrape, Saving Generator, Kayak's Best Time to Travel, and even Priceline's AI Assistant Penny. You can use these tools to be able to find great rates for your flights for you and your family, okay? So utilize those tools, book on off-peak days, make sure that you are flexible with your time if you are able to be and actually picking the flight, and then based off of that flight, making your itinerary on the destination where the flight is taking you, and make sure you are caring about when you are booking this flight, when the flight is supposed to happen, when you're booking this flight, and where that flight is taking you, okay? Okay, so I gave general tips. Now I want to get a little bit specific between domestic and international flights. So first, let's talk about domestic flights. When it comes to domestic flights, I want you to think 2 weeks to 2 months, okay? That is your time frame. So what does that mean, mama girl? That means from 2 months prior to you actually getting on the flight to 2 weeks prior to you getting on the flight, that's when you need to be booking that's your booking window. That's the place where you're going to find the majority of your deals. That's the place where you can find a nice, reasonably priced flight for you and your family, okay? Between 2 weeks and 2 months. If you go outside of the parameters in any direction, none of it's a guarantee. It's not going to be as likely to find the deals outside of those parameters, okay? So 2 weeks to 2 months. Also, I want you to remember to not wait until the last minute, because airlines take advantage of people like you, the people who like waiting until the last minute. How? By hijacking those prices. So mama girl, between 2 weeks and 2 months of your departure day, you need to make sure you are booking that flight so you don't end up paying $500 for a ticket that you could have paid $300 for. You get what I'm saying? The next thing that I want you to do is stay alert with these flash sales, mama girl. Airlines have all different types of flash sales happening all throughout the year. Stay alert and use those tools that I told you about earlier to help you make sure that you're staying in the know of all things happening with the flight that you're trying to get on, okay? All right, so we talked about domestic flights. We talked about general flights in general. Let's talk about international flights. So for this booking time frame, this booking time period, you want to make sure that you're booking your flights anywhere from 3 months at least 3 months, but no more than 10 months prior to your departure date, okay? 3 months to 10 months. You have a little bit more window, and the same rules apply. When you are booking your flights outside of those parameters, like I said, nothing is a guarantee, but you won't find as many deals as you will inside of those parameters as you do outside of those parameters. So 3 months to 10 months, okay? Remember that. And remember, I want you to utilize tools like I mentioned before to do an alert on your flight to make sure that you are getting the best price at the best time, okay? Okay. And one thing that I learned when I researched this stuff that I found interesting about international flights compared to domestic flights is that during Thanksgiving season, domestic flights are through the roof. Everybody wanted to fly domestically, but not that many people want to fly internationally. So Thanksgiving is a wonderful time to be buying your international flights. Let me say that again. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time for you to be buying your international flights. Why? Because as the domestic flight prices go up, the international flights prices go down. Okay? Did you pick up what I put down, mama girl? Did you pick it up? Thank you. Awesome. So we've talked about international flights. We talked about domestic flights. We talked about general rules, general tips, ticks, tricks, knickknacks, paddywhacks, give the dogs their bones. Let's talk about summer flights, because summer flights are a little bit different than compared to just your general rules, your general tips for flights, okay? So one thing that I found in my research that I think is going to be helpful for you and your family when it comes to booking summer flights is the rule of 90. Now, what is the rule of 90? I will tell you. So when it comes to international flights, the rule of 90 means that you are booking your flight 90 days out for international, okay? You are booking your flight at least 90 days out, which is pretty much the rule of what it is right now, anywhere from 3 to 10 months when it comes to summer international travel, excuse me. And then when it comes to summer domestic travel, you are wanting to make sure that you are booking your flight within the 90 days, within 90 days of your departure. I still recommend that you do not go past 2 weeks as far as booking your flight, but you want to make sure that you are booking it within 90 days of your departure, okay? So, to recap, international summer flights, 90 days or more. Domestic summer flights, 90 days or less, okay? All right, and listen, I want to also make mention that July is the most expensive time to be flying, okay? It is the most expensive time to be flying anywhere. So if you do not have to fly in July, do not fly in July. I encourage you to fly in August. When in August? Mid-August, the week of the 18th is when the flights are usually about 29% cheaper. So book in August instead of going in July. Go on a cruise in July. Do something other than fly on somebody's plane in July. I'm just saying, if you still choose to fly in July, that's your business. But if you're trying to save these coins, mama girl, don't fly in July. June, August 18th, the week of August 18th, preferably, but not July. Okay? Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about holiday travel because a lot of people fly. A lot of people fly during the holiday. And if you are a flyer mama girl, let's talk about it. Let's see how you can save your coins here. So when it comes to holiday travel, the best time to book your flights for the holidays is in September or October. Those are the best times, okay, to book your flights for the holidays. September and October. You also want to avoid peak travel days. That means fly a few days before. If you're trying to fly Christmas, you know people are usually traveling like Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve, and then they're trying to come back home either after the day after Christmas or a couple of days after Christmas. Don't fly during that window. If you can make it longer, make it longer. You know, extend it. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, mama girl? I'm just saying, don't be traveling with everybody else. Travel differently. Travel differently. Don't be like everybody else. Be different and come in a few days earlier or a week earlier and then leave a few days later or a week later so that you can get the best traveling flight deals. Okay. All right. Another thing that I want you to remember is you can also travel on the holiday itself. Doing this, you know, people are trying to be there physically there wherever they're going on the holiday, whether it be Christmas or Thanksgiving or Kwanzaa or Halloween or whatever holiday you celebrate that you going out and flying. They usually want to be at their destination on the holiday. They don't necessarily want to be en route to the destination. And because the airlines know that, they drop them prices, okay? So that you are on their plane. You are on their plane so that they're taking you wherever you need to go during the holiday season. And those are the best deals, okay? So if you're okay with not necessarily being there Christmas morning, you okay with being there around 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do that. Fly out Christmas Day and save your coins there, okay? Okay, last thing. Listen, we covered a lot of things. We covered summer travel. We covered holiday travel. We covered international flights, domestic flights, general rules in general. I want to leave you before you go, there's some other things that I want to cover before I let you go. And one of the things that I want you to remember, I want to drill into your head, is just being flexible. Being flexible opens up so many doors for you and your family to have amazing savings on your flights, okay? Another thing that I want you to remember, mama girl, is simply bundling. When you bundle hotels and flights, you on average, you save about $240. And that's $240 that can go towards activities for your trip. It can go towards food for your trip. It can go towards anything you want it to go towards. $240 is a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and it can be utilized for something else in your life, okay? So bundle. If you can, bundle. Bundle your stuff and save some money there. Another thing that I want you to also consider is using, I know it's not as popular, so I'm going to say this as tenderly as I can. But use multi-city flights and make it worthwhile, okay? Don't do like a layover, like a 30-minute layover or an hour layover where you can't really leave the airport and explore the area where you landed. No, do like a 6-hour layover or a 12-hour layover and leave the hotel. Your luggage will stay there. Your luggage will stay there and it will be on the next plane when you get there. You just have your carry-on bag, of course, but if you have a bag that you check, the check bag will stay there. And it's okay, it's not going nowhere. And you can go explore the destination where you went. For example, if I want to go to California, I'll go to Charlotte and then I'll take a pit stop. I'll have a pit stop somewhere like in Texas. I don't know. I'll do a 12-hour layover in Texas and then explore there, eat there, have a little bit of shopping time, maybe go to a museum or something, and then come back to the airport, get on the flight, head over to California, and then continue my vacation there. It's about the adventure, mama girl. The travel is not necessarily the destination. Travel is the adventure from the time you take off for your trip to the time you come back home. Every part of that is part of your travel, and every part of it needs to have a memory to it. It needs to be a fun, exciting memory for you and your family to be able to share with each other for years and years and years and years and years and years to come. So maybe consider having a multi-city flight itinerary. And When you do that, not only are you making memories at each of these different locations that you're going to, but you're also saving money because, like I said, it's not as popular. People want direct flights. They want to go there and back to their destination. So people aren't necessarily looking at these multi-city flights, which is why they cost less. And there you have it, Mama Girl, your ultimate guide to booking smarter, not pricier. So whether you're chasing somebody's sunset or just trying to get a good flight to grandma's house for the holidays without breaking the bank, now you've got the tools to make it happen. If you've learned something new or saved yourself a few hundred bucks, I want you to share this information with your family and your friends, all your travel community people, because we are not gatekeepers here. No. We are not gatekeepers. We share with all the people that we love so that way everybody can save just like you. Listen, Mama Girl, listen. I always want to leave you with this. If you want help, you have the tools right there, but if you want help, if you're saying, Jamie, you know, all this stuff is great, but I just want you to take care of it for me. I got you, Mama Girl. Just go to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com, and contact me there and let us get this trip squared away for you today. As always, Mama Girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, Mama Girl. Peace.